This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings is the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55 and is bringing back the golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. So go on over and download the DraftKings app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code FANRUN in all caps, only at DraftKings, the official daily partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
We kick off hour number three of the program. This segment brought to you by Cataloochee Ski Area in beautiful Maggie Valley, North Carolina. After the holiday weekend, last weekend, they've got tremendous demand there. There's a reservation system now where you can make your get your lift tickets up to 2 weeks in advance. So I would suggest taking advantage of that. And if you can get away for a weekday, it's incredible because there's the lines aren't bad at all. You ski a ton. It's right there off exit 20 if you're coming from Knoxville. You can make a day trip from downtown Knoxville. You can be there in an hour and a half. Easy peasy. And you'll have a blast for the whole family at Cataloochee Ski Area. Go to Cataloochee.com to make your reservations.
A college football vacancy in Tennessee has been filled. Multiple sources have confirmed to Football Scoop that Maryville College has completed its search and has selected Center College offensive coordinator Ben Fox.
For head coach.
So there you go. The old Maryville College grad, congratulations. You have wrapped up the search.
I didn't even know Sean Hayes had resigned.
I didn't either. But it's done now. The search is over. Ben Fox. Good job.
All right.
So at least you got that off your plate. I know that was stressing you out on top of the Tennessee one.
What happened to Hayes? Hayes was my boy.
I don't know.
He resigned to be with his family more. So.
Andrew Luck situation.
I was Hayes' RA. Like, for real?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There you go. What do you know about Ben Fox?
Not a damn thing. Coming from center? We hate center.
Oh, okay.
So this is like us going to get Jeremy Pruitt.
Yeah. It could be bad.
Oh, people are mad at me. What? It was breaking news. It's a local school. Hiring a coach.
Hayes was 31-19. I mean, that's pretty good at Maryville.
No, yeah.
He's 24-11 in conference.
Might have been the politics.
He left, man.
That was his first head coaching job. He worked his way up. He's promoted his way up through the staff.
Zero foxes given.
That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. That was pretty good. That one was pretty good. Yeah, I'm just saying, maybe it's a trend. Maybe all the searches will wrap up today. Yeah. It appears agents are talking. We got guys saying they're not going to get a formal interview. Got planes flying all over the place. Does Tennessee have their man? Maybe. Maybe not. Doc tweets in and says, Jamie Chadwell's system is built around not having talent and masking problems. Those tricks and wrinkles don't work against SEC teams stocked with NFL talent. You buy that?
Yeah.
You don't think that offense would work in the SEC?
No, I mean,
you could get a higher caliber of player here.
Yeah, no, it's the There's tweaks. If anybody says you just take the plan, this is what Jeremy Pruitt did. He took the Georgia and the Alabama defensive playbooks, literally tried to just run off the sheets and copy them and just bring them to Tennessee and just do that. Like, any good coach, when they change jobs and goes from one place to another, resets some things, tweaks some things.
Did I not just read the quote where he says, we adjust our offense to fit our personnel?
But no, the offense would absolutely work in the SEC.
Because I think he can run probably anything offensively.
Well, all the RPO reads are this. I mean, it's the same look. So, like, did Lane Kiffin's offense work this year in the SEC?
Better than anyone else's, certainly against Alabama.
Yeah. There would be some run concepts that you would have to just make sure pre-snap that you've got what the look you need to run it. I think that's mainly the only difference. I mean, hell, Jimbo Fisher was running option plays with Kellen Mond, not very well, I might add, and still, like, here's the thing with the option, any type.
Well, and
of
he can
option.
Run all of that out of 11 personnel, 10 personnel. Doesn't have to be 20 or 21.
Yeah.
I thought he had a 22 personnel.
Yeah, he did. He has that too. I'm just saying, like, he can adjust that depending on what he has. It doesn't have to be.
Well, and when he has two backs in the backfield, from what I've seen, they're both speed guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, there's no plodding fullback
back there.
The fullback, really, in the pistol that's beside the quarterback is the tail. He's inverted the whole formation. And basically, all the crap like Gus Malzahn does where he pulls the wide receiver in the backfield, Chow just lines up that way a lot of times. So you got your tailback beside the quarterback, and then you have more like a speed guy dotting the pistol eye formation.
Mm-hmm.
So when he gets going downhill, if he hits a seam, it's house call.
Mm-hmm.
And then that quote-unquote fullback that's not a fullback, he's really the tailback, is more of your, you know, speed-power combination type guy like you'd have in any shotgun set. People who say that, I don't think, really understand the whole concept. The same people said, Urban Meyer never work in the SEC. I mean, I remember thinking, well, this year it's just Tim Tebow at quarterback. He doesn't really have a passer, so the Florida offense will be limited.
Worked pretty good.
National champs.
Yep, worked pretty good.
I mean, undefeated. Come on, like, no. Not to mention, like I said, you'll retweak, you'll rework, and you'll set stuff up for the personnel you have.
Right. I'm just saying that he can adjust formations and still have his two-back concept.
Sure.
I mean, if he doesn't think Tennessee has good tight ends, or if he thinks our offensive line doesn't have to have help from the tight ends, then he can run it out of, you know, like I said, 11, 12, 13, as long as he's got his backs in there.
Well, we got Austin Pope back, so.
That's true. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a great point.
Yep.
The guy who doesn't want to be a blocking tight end.
And all of those, the quarterback reads all of those looks, too.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't
right.
This isn't Navy where you just run the triple option into the brick wall and your options are give, keep, pitch. The options in the Jamie Chadwell offense are throw, hand it off, throw, keep, throw again. I mean, or pitch. Like, it just, there's not really that many pitch options that you end up in, because sometimes you throw it, and then a lot of times you hand it off or you run the quarterback. But, I mean, look at the quarterback stats. It's not like he's not throwing the football around a lot.
Right, I think people hear option and then they think only running.
They think it's a running
offense.
Yeah. It's not. This is the new age of college football. You run the ball on the edges.
Yeah, you penalize the defense for reacting.
And then once they get going side to side, mm-hmm. then you can hammer a zone hole that opens up along the line of scrimmage. I mean, that was the whole thing with the Peyton Manning, Edgerrin James. I mean, the whole point of the zone, outside zone, is that you want your guy going as fast as possible towards the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as he sees the cutback, plant your foot and hit it.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know, it's like running play action and throwing the ball when you never actually run it. Like, outside zone very rarely goes all the way around everyone and down the sideline. But it's a play that is designed that way because then whoever messes up as you run that play, you then hit it, cut the hole, and go. Very simple. And Chadwell does that. They pull a lot of guys all the time. Like he was saying, that the right tackle – as the end man with no tight end pulling for the pitch man,
mm-hmm.
is just genius. All of that.
No, I mean, I know he hasn't been at a Power 5 school, but his brain works the way I would like an offensive coach to operate. We have kind of what we do, but we can adjust it. If we don't have good backs and running the football is not going to be our thing, I'm sure Jamie Chadwell could go 5 wide every time and figure something out. He understands offensive football.
I mean, he's a quarterback.
Interesting. Billy Stats, Coastal Carolina's tight end had the second most receptions on the team. Had 30 for 601 yards and 5 touchdowns last year.
Well, that's because they use that tight end on the edge, and then when you overcommit to the run, he just heads the flat, and they just hit him. Mm-hmm. He's down the field. Or over the middle, you know, down the seam. Linebacker stays up, and just throw it in behind him.
Mm-hmm. I'd love it to be Chadwell. Really think he'd win the press conference. Did you see Danny White's tweet from Saturday, where he had a very good leadership meeting with the football team?
I actually did.
The team leadership committee is what he's calling it. Future is bright. Did you see all the players tweeting out like the shush emoji after their meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Like he told them something good, maybe who it's going to be. Maybe he already has his man.
I think he just told him to tweet a friend, not, you know, text a friend, not tweet. So they were just like,
text a buddy.
I'm going to be quiet on Twitter. We're going to be. That's what that
means. There's no way he told him who it was. They're not staying quiet.
Yeah, if he had told him, yeah, it'd have been.
He probably told him that he's going to get him a good guy. It's going to be quiet for a while. And that's why they did the shush thing. But that I got you kind of thing.
Like, I know what you guys want. You want an offense. You want a high energy guy, someone who gets it. I got you. I got you. Luke tweets in and says, Chadwell's done his research and gets that his offense isn't infallible. Unlike some, our offense is infallible if the players buy in and I don't run them off or punch them in the head and they don't fall on helmets. Danny White, getting it done.
Tomorrow the day?
I really think it could still be today.
I mean, this would be a great new trend. Let's say it's late today or early tomorrow. Just in time for Optimism Tuesday.
Interesting note from the Parker Executive Search Firm. In their bio, it reads this: we understand the sensitivity and urgency of finding a coach or sports executive. That's why we complete most coaching searches in 10 to 14 days and can complete executive searches in 4 to 5 weeks. 10 to 14 days for the firm. They were hired last Friday or Saturday. Correct?
Today's
day. Yeah. Today is day 10.
But that, I guess, AD.
I don't think it usually counts getting the AD and the head coach.
No, they said executives. 4 to 5 weeks. Is that an AD?
They got that. They got that rolling. They got that rolling.
Or do they just
and they just retained?
Executives.
I would imagine that this was all kit and caboodle type of thing, right? Like they started vetting coaches on Saturday and ADs.
Yeah.
And then probably this is some alignment here. Hey, you know, Danny White thinks he can get this guy, this guy, this guy. We also have those guys, you know, really high on our list. Maybe go call Danny White. Oop, Danny White, got him. Very interesting.
Yeah, buddy.
Day 10. Could be the day. Could be the day.
Hey, next break.
What? Hey, our listeners demand more. You can't be over there sitting on news and rumors and speculation. If you got an inkling, you got to bring that to the airwaves, man. Our listeners demand more. When I told you today was the day that Jeremy Pruitt was going to be fired and there would be a presser, I took a risk. I brought it public. It paid off. It's a final now, as Russell would say. Be bold. Be brave.
This line's not moving.
Ugh. Dare to dream. What are you? Shh. You did this to me? Last week, where you ruined a segment talking about your bets on sports you don't watch. Let's not do that again. Nate, do you have anything good?
Well, I told you earlier that I know Chadwell's at least in consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest is that the Chadwell's gone silent. So
gone silent.
Yeah. So if it's a guy that that he trusts and they're, you know, I don't know.
Sworn to secrecy.
I like where this is headed. I like where this is headed. Now, there's going to be detractors. There's going to be, oh, small-time coach. Here we go again. But he's been a head coach. Mm-hmm. He's a builder. He's like Southern PJ Fleck, minus the cliches. Does he have a phrase, like a thing, like row the boat or brick by brick or something like that? Does he have anything like that?
Chadwell?
Yeah. Does he have like
something
a...
I think he just said Teal Nation.
No, that's fine. We're Vol Nation. He'll just...
Yeah.
Not the, Orange Nation.
The mullets became a big thing. That was more with the team, though, I think, this year.
The team all had mullets?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
McCall was the first one, the quarterback, the first one to go mullet.
Really?
Yeah, you are your quarterback, right? Know what they say?
Yeah. Yeah. You go as far as they go. He develops leadership at the quarterback position. Quarterback shaves his head into a mullet. Mm-hmm. Everybody else did it. Why? Because quarterback's a leader. And they didn't want him to look stupid by himself. That's good team morale building.
Yeah, apparently they had like a could vote on the team's best mullet.
Oh yeah, so he's fun.
The 2020 BYU Coastal Carolina game was donned Mormons versus mullets. I mean, I don't think Chadwell had anything to do with that.
Sure, it's sure,
just
sure.
Stuff that just kind of grew out of, you know. There was an article called "Teal Turf Mullets and Coastal Carolina's Long Road to Becoming College Football's Must Watch Team." It'd be nice to be the must watch team again, wouldn't it?
Or just not even must watch, but like it doesn't hurt to watch be good.
That would be good.
I'll start with it doesn't hurt to watch Tennessee football. That would be a good first step.
To where it doesn't feel like a chore.
Right. To where it's not like, oh God, we play today at 3:30, don't we? I want the days back where I am just champing at the bit as soon as the show's over on Friday to watch that game.
Coastal Carolina's recruiting Twitter handle is Ball at the Beach.
We can work on that.
We don't have a beach. So.
Did you hear? Did you see this? Oh no, I guess this just came to me. The guy DM'd me talking about cliches and stuff. PJ Fleck said he told his team after the loss. This was back in November 2019 that they're still Big Ten West co-champs. Even if they don't get to go to Indianapolis for the conference championship game. P.J. Fleck, quote, "When we said those that stay will be champions, like Bo Schembechler said, we meant it. It's not the championship that we really wanted, but it's a piece of it. You have to do this in stages." So basically, like, I guess they lost with a chance to be the champs and go to the conference game. They lost the game, were co-champs, but didn't have the tiebreaker to, you know, go play.
Like when we lost to Vandy and couldn't go play for
right,
couldn't go to the Sugar Bowl, and it was Champions of Life, that kind of thing?
No, because that would have been if somehow we had won that one, but we lost a tiebreaker to Florida, and then Florida was the team that got into the SEC championship. That's what their situation was.
Mm-hmm. Anxious Boy tweets in, says, "The Sun Belt would be very happy if Tennessee hired Jamie Chadwell away from Coastal. If we're using the same metric we used on Danny White, that's a positive sign." Yeah, Coastal fans would be... I mean, I'm assuming if you're at a place like Coastal and your coach gets hired away... You get it, but you're going to be disappointed. I think you'd probably create a pretty big fan base, a little secondary fan base with Coastal fans who root for Tennessee because they love Chadwell so much. I'd like that. A lot of Tennessee fans, they vacation in Myrtle. Be nice to have a bunch of new Tennessee hats flying around.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up.
Another little birdie confirmed that they know somebody that knows Chadwell. He hasn't returned their text in a long time.
Is he just a bad texter?
I don't think Danny White's returned Nate Oates' text either.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's the enemy now, so whatever. But also, maybe a guy we could get a couple years if we need to.
All is well with Chadwell.
That's... No. Work on that one, too. Could it be? Could are they picking him up right now?
I don't know. I don't like talking about it because I feel like you jinx it. Which I know is completely irrational, but...
That we might jinx it?
Like, if you get excited about a hire, and then...
Well, I mean, frankly, there's, you know, it's, 5 to 10 guys I'd be excited about.
It's more
We've
like what
David
talks about with, like, you know, wanting the bar to be low. Like, I don't want to get my hopes up, and then it's...
Well, don't get me wrong. If we hire Jamie Chadwell, I'll be ecstatic. But that's a lot of people are going to roll their eyes at this hire. Tennessee fans and nationally. Like, really? They went and got a non-Power 5 guy? I mean, they're
going to... The guy who won, like, 5 Coach of the Year awards this year? Yeah.
No, I know. I'm just going to say they're going to think, oh, man, a Power 5 coordinator would be better than a head coach at non-Power 5. What are they doing?
Every time I have that thought, Houston, every time I have that thought, I go to the college football postseason rankings.
Yes.
And I go, you know,
yes.
I'm thinking, like, Jamie Chadwell is not Power 5. Surely there are better options. Who would I call if I was Danny White? And I go, okay. Well, I can't talk to Alabama, Clemson, or Ohio State, or Notre Dame.
Yeah, they're locked up.
Can't talk to A&M. I mean, Jimbo makes
$53 million. No
Lincoln
chance.
Lincoln Riley's next. No way him.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I guess if you wanted to make a run at Dan Mullen, you could, if he really is unhappy and do the whole, like, stab him in the back thing. Can you imagine Danny White stealing Dan Mullen from Florida, where his brother is the basketball coach? I mean, that would be kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. We already talked about Luke Fickell this morning. We're not going down to Georgia. Matt Campbell's already been talked about. He's at 10. Tom Allen's buyout's too big. Oh, wait. There's Jamie Chadwell next. Like, he's like, what do you mean? Like, non-power? No, I don't want a Power 5 coordinator that's never been a head coach. I want a head coach that's been a head coach. I don't care if he's head coach FCS. Like,
now do behind Chadwell. So his team was better than these guys.
Mac Brown, okay. Pat Fitzgerald, Kirk Ferentz, whoever's at BYU. I never can remember his name. Clay Helton, Manny Diaz, Billy Napier, Tom Herman, Mike Gundy, the guy at San Jose State. Not very good. NC State, what's Doran?
Dave Doran.
Dave Doran.
Boren Doran.
Tulsa. Mario Cristobal.
Oh, his name got thrown out today,
yeah.
too.
And then
by the way.
There's Buffalo in the other poll. And I mean, come on.
What do you think about Mario Cristobal?
Where did...
If we did that.
I think he just signed a big extension, and so that's not an option.
Where did Liberty go on here? Oh, sorry. So I was in the playoff rankings, I guess.
Okay, gotcha.
So Liberty was technically 17th. Coastal was 14th in the AP after the season was over.
Eric,
I mean, he's right there. Like, I don't know what to tell people.
Eric tweets in and says, y'all are going to be real disappointed when we don't hire Chadwell. Maybe stop talking about him for a sec on the show and talk about another candidate. We've talked about every candidate this morning.
Come on.
I did just ask you about Mario Cristobal.
Six-year, $27 million deal.
What's his buyout, though?
Alex, you've had a salary.
And what's he making? Isn't he only making like 4 now?
It's 5.
Who is this?
Cristobal.
Oh, will increase to 4.3 in January.
Salary?
Yeah.
Okay, we can top that.
Yeah, buyout, I don't know, because on this list it's as of November 7th, 2020. So.
What was it then?
It was 5.3 mil.
Okay. I would imagine it's a lot higher than that now. But.
I thought Cristobal was younger than he is. How old do you think he is?
46.
You thought he was younger than he is?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say 47 sounds right. 46, 47?
It says here he's 50.
Huh. Okay. I wouldn't have guessed he was in his 50s yet, but okay. Just get the right guy. Whoever that is, however much it costs.
Yeah.
Swing the bat.
All right.
I trust Danny White. If he meets with Chadwell and he's like, oh, man, this is him. This is the most impressive interview I've ever done. I've never been more excited about a candidate. Is there a need to talk to anyone else? Maybe a couple just to say, like, yep, you definitely aren't as good as this guy. And I'm not saying it is Chad. Well, I'm saying if it's any of these guys, if you meet with them and they blow your doors down, like, what? Yeah, hire the guy. And if he wins, you're a king. And if he loses, as Danny said, you might roll me out of here in 6 months. John Curry got a little over a year, right?
From where we've come, man, like, we talked about this after the show on Friday, but I don't think we talked about it on the show. The most likely scenario at a place like Tennessee is you hire a coach and they're just within the average realm. You know, they're just average, right?
Mm-hmm.
They win some, they lose some, they go to bowl games because you only have to be 500 for that. I mean, like, the fact that we have completely been so bad just I don't know. It's mind-boggling.
The Athletic wrote an article about that. It was like ranking the top, was it the top 20 things that have happened to Tennessee? Like the worst or weirdest things?
Mm-hmm.
And David Ubbin's line from it was, this isn't normal. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
I'm about to watch this Coastal Carolina winning celebration in the locker room in the break. Come back with more. Tell you about it. Stick with us.
And right if you get any more now. Nugs, you better let us know.
The next time you're watching basketball, you can get in on the action for free with the NBA in-play. Absolutely free to play on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. And features all the fun of live betting. NBA in-play turns every quarter of every game into a free contest where you can win real cash prizes. FanDuel's always got those awesome boosts for you to increase your odds of winning. We love playing on FanDuel. You will too. But this way, you can even play for free. While you're watching the game, all you have to do is predict the outcomes of plays and game props before they happen in-game. It resets every quarter at the NBA and gives you even more ways to win on the FanDuel app. The app's so easy to use. Takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. And it doesn't matter where you live or where you're traveling to because NBA in-play is available in every state. So don't miss your shot. Get in the game and download the FanDuel app to start playing NBA in-play today.
Did you get any nugs during the break?
I did not get any nugs during the break.
Dang it. All right.
Feels like we're in the in-person silent portion of the interview or of the coaching search. Don't you think? Today, tomorrow, boom, done.
Sounds good to me.
And we'll know.
Someone on Twitter said, hope for better. Talking about Chadwell.
Hope for better?
Mm-hmm. Wish for better. Sorry.
Wish for better.
For better.
Well, you have to understand where we are.
I think it's important.
We are the laughingstock of all of college football right now. We're the only team that doesn't have a coach.
We are the only team without a coach until we hire another coach away.
We took our, top 10 to 15 all-time program and scuttled the ship. We buried ourselves in cheating scandal. So that we didn't have to pay the buyout for the coach that our legendary head coach turned athletic director hired. The one thing we've done really well, the one period in recent memory where we've done really well, that guy.
It's been good.
Completely butchered coaching. I mean, whose coaching search was worse if you really think about it? I mean, Curry tried to hire Schiano, then I'm going to go ahead and for this hypothetical, had Mike Leach. Was that better? Because that's bad. I mean, like going out of order like that is bad. Or Philip Fulmer, who had Mel Tucker, Kevin Steele, and Jeremy Pruitt, and those that was the best he could do, and he picked Jeremy Pruitt. Which one of those is
Do we
worse?
Think that was the best he could do?
Well...
Like, if he calls Mike Leach back and says, hey, I know that you were talking to Curry. He's actually gone now, but we would.
When I said that's the best he could do, I was not giving him an excuse. I was saying, in his mind, those were the I was saying that's as a detractor of Philip Fulmer's ability to lure people to take the job.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like.
I'm saying if he'd have worked a little harder and tried and been a little more open-minded, he could have had better candidates. Yes.
Yeah.
So in a way, I think Philip Fulmer actually ran a worse search now all the chips are down and the cards are down,
Hard to say it's not a worse search if you end up with a coach who loses every time he loses by double digits and gets you on NCAA
right. I don't know how
radar.
It really can be worse.
Yeah.
That.
So you're asking if that one was worse than Curry's?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think if Curry had started – as he should, and had Mike Leach wrapped up, and you announced Mike Leach, it's a good search.
I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. Philip Fulmer was able to get two of his three options.
It's true. He did bring in the stabler, the steel bridge.
Two of his three options.
If he's not, I mean, if we hire a coach, is Kevin Steele just like, I'm out?
I don't think so.
You don't think
Depends
so?
Depends on who it is, and yeah.
Did you see that Tracy Rocker is going to go to the Jets?
I did not. I missed that one.
Thought that was interesting.
He didn't want to recruit anymore, so that makes sense.
Right.
Who's the Jets head coach now?
Robert Saleh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very well-respected defensive guru.
Mm-hmm.
Wish for more than Chadwell. Who is it? Who's this person wishing for?
Kiffin.
Well, it's not going to happen. So, yeah, you can wish for it, I guess. If it is going to happen, let it happen. That's fine. I'm good with it.
I'm wishing for Nick Saban.
I thought we were supposed to lower our expectations so we're never disappointed.
Right. That was what we told ourselves.
I'm just, like, I would be excited for Jamie Chadwell. Will Healy? Mm-mm. Wouldn't do it.
No.
Sonny Dykes? Maybe. Pat Fitzgerald? Mm-mm. P.J. Fleck? Yeah.
It's like, I would like Lane Kiffin and Hugh Freeze, but I understand why they're not going that route.
Mm-hmm.
I can wrap my head around it.
We think they're not going that route. We assume they're not going that route.
It's not
going
to be either one of those.
I agree with you. I'm just saying, if it was, I mean, yes, I'd be stunned. I'm really not ready to rule out anybody. But, I mean, I'd take Chadwell over Tony Elliott.
I can rule out a couple of people.
I think I'd take Chadwell over, well, I know I'd take him over Pat Fitzgerald and P.J. Fleck.
I can rule out four out of the five last coaches Tennessee has had.
What?
I can rule out four guys off the bat in the coaching ranks.
Go on.
Phillip Fulmer, he's off the board.
Are you serious right now?
Derek Dooley's off the board. Butch Jones is off the board. Jeremy Pruitt's off the board.
Inside scoop stuff right there.
Man, I mean, that's
it.
That's breaking. Who else you ruling out? You ruling out Kiffin and Freeze?
Jeff Fisher, Mike Vrabel. Mike Munchak.
Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't the Jets. It was the Eagles for Tracy Rocker. My apologies. Mm-hmm. I get them confused sometimes.
Can rule out a lot of Mikes.
He would kill a press conference.
Who?
Davey.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
He said he'd win the presser.
We're going to try to win games. That's like Trent Dilfer. You can't lose games in the NFL and still win. Davey, bringing to the show. Jeremy Pruitt is not going to be hired. I mean, that is...
We're not going to hire Butch
That
Jones.
Is lightning rod stuff. You are so brave for putting Marcus that out State. There. I mean, to go public with that in the backlash for those that wanted us to rehire Jeremy Pruitt...
I'm also going to roll out Mike yourself Gundy. Up. So that's five Mikes now off the board.
Oh, no.
And Mike Houston. Ooh, that's...
What about Mike D'Antonio?
Yeah, I'm going to rule him out.
Okay.
Mike Leach, I'm not ruling him out.
What about Mike Krzyzewski? You going to rule him out? Probably out for the Tennessee football head coaching job.
Yeah, we'll probably.
What about Mike Zimmer?
Yeah, I'll say he's off the board as
well. What about Mike Jordan? The actor and the former basketball player.
I'll rule out Michael B. Jordan and Michael the Goat Jordan.
What about Mike from Stranger Things? You ruling him out too?
I don't know.
He's too young for the job, buddy.
Yeah.
We need some youth. Bring some new energy. I wouldn't rule him out.
That kid has probably never watched a football game. Just a hunch. He's a famous actor. He's got work to do. Thank you, Davey. Is there anything else you want to?
It's almost as bad as it's probably worse, I guess. Then we'll know as early as today. Like, why even say that? Is Houston a candidate, Davey?
Why say what?
Who's
eliminated?
Because Danny White said everyone's a candidate.
So is Houston a candidate?
According to Danny White, I am a candidate.
He was, but we've been rolled out at this point.
I have ties to the university.
Has the firm hasn't told you you're out yet, right? So I think you're still in. Nope. I think you're in the running.
I think Danny was lying when he said everyone's a candidate to send in their resume.
Jeff wants to know about Mike Lowry.
Who's that?
You ever seen Bad Boys? Lowry.
Okay, I forgot that was his last name in there.
I think I could rule myself out.
I'm going with real-life people, guys, not characters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, real-life head coaches. Or coaches in general.
Mike Munchak.
I've already ruled out. I already listed him off.
Oh, I apologize. Yeah. I apologize. I was so caught up in the news you're breaking that I must have missed that one.
Mike Holmgren.
Sorry. Mike Holmgren. There you go.
Oh, bring him back.
Davey Hudson, folks.
This is what happens when you run out of stuff, run out of nugs.
We didn't. No, this is just amazing. I'm updating my hot board as we speak. Since I've got all these names, I can just go ahead and take off.
Yeah,
Mike Mangino.
Former
AP Coach of the Year.
Davey, does that mean we can't go back to Mike Leach?
No, he said Mike Leach is still on the board.
Oh yeah.
Apparently, Iowa State message boards terrified that Matt Campbell is the white whale. Josh Waters tweets in, this would be Davey at the opening press conference. Our goal is to score more points than the other team that team usually wins.
It's working out for Mac Brown. It's fourth down. We got to decide whether we're going to kick or go for it. Sometimes we make things too complicated, right? They put more on JG than any other quarterback.
No, you're right. You're right. Just keep it simple. Wasn't that David Cutcliffe's thing? Like, just keep it simple?
Yeah.
Like, we run this play, you look here, you look there, you throw it away. That's all you do. That's what you do.
We're gonna Eric Ainge threw the ball away a million times in
2017. Yeah, because he only got sacked four times.
Yeah.
We're going to have man routes on the left. We're going to have zone routes on the right. You snap the ball, you look at the safety, you make the decision. It's that easy.
Mike Leach does even simpler than that. They have the same routes on the right and the left. And if it's man, you throw it to the guy on his route here. And if it's zone, you throw it to him there.
There you go.
Same route.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Davey knew that. It's in his playbook. He's been keeping...
You read the book, right?
I have 9 plays, yes.
Did you read Swing the Sword?
9 plays or 9 routes?
9 plays.
Okay.
I didn't think how many plays my old flag football playbook had.
You don't have a custom playbook in NCAA football 14?
I do. It's based off the air raid. I'm actually playing 12.
Oh, okay.
Better than
14. So you're a pass-happy guy? I like that.
Well, I adjust based off my personnel. So if I go out and get a really good running back, but I'm struggling at quarterback that year, I mean, we're gonna put the ball on the ground a little bit more. I'm not stupid. You know, it's not we just only do this.
No, you're definitely not stupid. I would agree with that.
I adjust to my personnel.
We had 30 plays in flag football playbook.
That's a lot. Beat
Corey Larkins to win
Nate, thank you.
The title.
He just did the thing where he deep dives something that no one else cares about. You guys are crushing it this segment.
Hey, it's our show. We do what we want.
Mm. You know what I want?
What?
A break.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the window. Final segment. Who made this? Oh my goodness.
What,
the Spaceballs?
Reverend Skitty. Alexander the Great tweeter.
Huh. We got a shout out in there. I haven't watched the sound on yet. Spaceballs is incredible.
We're combing the desert.
Got the different entities.
Is he making fun of us? Why did we get the little coat?
Yeah, why are we?
What is that all about?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember what he's saying in the movie on that. Watch what this. What the
he
sound
says
on.
We ain't found bleep. Anyway, did you get any nugs during the break?
I did not. No. No.
All right.
I can roll out a few people though.
No, you're done. You're done. Reverend Skitty, the maker of that video,
yeah,
said he's going to call in tomorrow with some interesting info.
Okay.
On a certain East Tennessean's offense at Myrtle Beach.
All right.
That's Jamie Chadwell, if you don't know who he's talking about.
Right. What about Mike Wazowski?
He's in Conway, not Myrtle Beach.
Okay. May the Schwartz be with you, Danny White. Russell just tweeted that. That was great. That was great.
Conway's 27 minutes, Davey.
Yeah, it's like saying Oak Ridge when you're meaning Knoxville. Like, people don't like that.
Yeah, a lot of big tourist attractions in Oak Ridge.
It's a secret city, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
We won a war because of that place.
I don't disagree. Don't disagree.
I also know whenever I said Knoxville area native T. Higgins and all the Oak Ridge people got mad at me.
There you go. So,
yeah. It's true.
Well, yeah, T, big listener to the show, I'm sure.
I mean, Chadwell's Anderson County, right? So we have to say East Tennessee, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say Knoxville.
No.
I did think it's funny that we got, at least like David Ubben admitted that we're not, that this isn't normal. What happens here in Tennessee is unique.
Yeah. This is, it's a very strange place that is, its history is littered over the last 10 years with just foul up after foul up after foul up. We need to get one right, man. Like this, I'm not going to just put it all on Danny White, but this is all on Danny White.
Yeah.
Like he's, we're paying you the big bucks. We bought you out of UCF. You haven't hired a loser anywhere you've been. Don't make your first mistake here. Don't do it.
Who was it who said we're going to find out who has the stronger ability, Danny White's ability to make a bad hire or Vol Nation to get it right, something like that?
Isn't that in reverse, though?
Probably.
Because Danny White always makes good hires.
Mm-hmm. So, but,
yeah, they're saying which would happen first, White make a bad hire or Vol Nation get it right.
Gotcha.
Is that what they – I thought the question was which force is stronger, Tennessee's propensity to get it wrong or Danny's to get it right?
That makes more sense to me.
Yeah, that's what it was. I wasn't saying mine was verbatim. I was just saying something.
That's why I fixed it for you.
Yeah.
So we never really answered the question. I hate Jeremy Pruitt more than Butch Jones. See, we need closure so we can move forward.
As a dude, no. Where the program was when they left Pruitt. But I just couldn't stand Butch.
Mm-hmm.
Like at first, you know, I was like,
Former.
Okay. yeah. Yes. Davey Hudson, today's very clear question. That he is out forever on Philip Fulmer.
Who do you rate lower? Butch Jones, Jeremy Pruitt, Philip Fulmer.
Approval ratings rankings. Yeah. Who do you hate the most after all of this? It's going to be a very interesting 24 to 48 hours.
Fulmer cost me Mike Leach, so.
Yeah.
And so it's like I can't hate Jeremy Pruitt more because Jeremy Pruitt never would have happened if it wasn't for Philip Fulmer.
Would you rather have Mike Leach or Jamie Chadwell?
Like right now.
Mm-hmm.
I could hire either or right now for the Tennessee job.
Right now.
Chadwell.
Co-head coach.
I'd hire Chadwell.
Okay.
I'd take Leach. Entertainment value. Underrated.
It's close for me.
Oh, it's close. I'm just going to go with Chadwell because I think he'd be here longer. I think he'd probably have more success instantly.
I just don't feel like Leach plays games, and I feel like you could text him and be like, Mike, would you want the job? And he's going to say, no, I'm good at Mississippi State. Okay, cool, moving on. But he might be like, yeah, I mean, I would take it the last time they offered me, I was going to take it for that crazy John Curry guy. I'll definitely take it for you, Danny.
Regardless of the fact that he grew up an East Tennessee fan, but I do think Chadwell wants this job. I think he'd be very good at this job. And I want a young, energetic guy. Mike Leach, incredibly intelligent. Great coach. Great track record. Exciting offenses. I think Jamie Chadwell, if he was Mike Leach's age, like I think in 20 years, let's say he doesn't come to Tennessee, I think in 20 years, Chadwell will be a good coach at a Power 5 school somewhere.
I'm telling you, every other school that wants to make a move next year is just – there are just – all eyes are on the teal turf in Conway, South Carolina.
Yeah. Oh,
if he does it again.
If it doesn't fall – I wouldn't even say if he does it again. If it doesn't fall apart, yeah, he's going to be the man. I mean, you said it. You put the fear in my heart of what if we don't hire him, we get some goon, and then they run Dan Mullen or he leaves Florida and Florida goes and gets Chadwell. Talk about pain.
Mm-hmm.
Kick to the you-know-what. Be brutal.
Well, here's the schedule. Get this crap. Coastal Carolina, 2021. They're going to open at home against the Citadel. They'll probably blast them. Then they host the Kansas Jayhawks.
They'll blast them.
They've already beaten them twice. They even beat them when he's got the funny name, Puka or whatever. Or is it, you know what I'm talking about, the running back? Said, like, there's no way we're losing to Coastal again. They just crushed them. It wasn't even close. Then they travel to Buffalo. If you want a little Chadwell Leopold or whatever his name is comparison.
I think it's Leipold. Lance Leipold.
Yeah. Then they're going to crush UMass, then go to App State and get in their conference schedule. I mean, they also travel to Butch Jones, Arkansas State Red Wolves.
Best facilities in the country.
Play Georgia State again. I mean,
all's well that ends in Chadwell.
You did that one earlier. What are you doing? Recycling bad stuff? Thought if you added a little bit of... Oh, come on, Alex.
Alive in Chadwell.
That's better.
There you go.
Alive in Chadwell. Spot. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. Better.
Right. Ending on a high note.
There you go. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Oh, keep it locked in. The Blitz is next for more Fan Run Radio.
Hire a winner.